A lot of people have raised concerns about the validity of IQ achievement discrepancy. First, there's lots of ways of thinking about intelligence not captured by or explored by IQ tests. Second, IQ and academic achievement are presumed to be independent by IQ achievement discrepancy, but in fact are often not independent of each other. In the case of word reading, the capacity to read individual words, the skills that underlie that capacity, like phonological awareness, are seen as equally distributed across poor readers with a discrepancy and poor readers without a discrepancy. In other words, the cognitive processes that are presumed connected with early reading acquisition are virtually the same across groups that show an IQ achievement discrepancy and groups that do not. And so on this basis, people ask, why maintain the distinction? And then finally, and probably most important, is the criticism that IQ achievement discrepancy requires many, many, many kids to fail repeatedly before they show a discrepancy. The Office of Special Education Programs, in its annual report to Congress, has a very dramatic and persuasive graph showing that when the grade at which most kids are identified as LD is fourth grade. So their achievement has to sink far enough down so that there's a discrepancy. And that's a major concern of IQ achievement discrepancy.